This is Carl Valera with the Stuck Mike Avcast reporting for Sun and Fun Radio. And today I'm in front of Aerodrome Airplanes. He's got a Fokker D7. And your name is?
I'm Robert Bosley.
Robert, and did you build this fine aircraft?
Yes, sir. I actually designed it from scratch and built it.
Wow. Tell us a little bit about the airplane here.
Well, this is actually a replica of a World War I fighter. My passion's for antique airplanes. Years ago, I decided I wanted to build a German fighter plane, so I decided it was a D-7, so I said I built this particular airplane. The original airplane had the name Mimi written on the top wing, which was the actual the fighter pilot's girlfriend's name. And my daughter, I adopted a little girl from China, and her name is Mikai. So I changed just a few letters, and I've got her name on the wing, and she's happy about it.
Ah, Mikai, that's how it comes about. Now, I noticed there's a Joker. There's also some dice on there. What are those two images?
Yeah, these were original World War I images. This particular airplane was flown with Josta 74. It was serial number F505. And so some original paint schemes. It's hard. If you do some searching, you'll find different photos and different things. But I found some old black and white photos, and this is a fairly authentic paint scheme.
I tell you, you did a beautiful job. And now, you designed this and you built it, and this is a scale. The scale, again, is?
This is 80% scale. Yes, sir.
And you'll be out here all day. It's actually really easy to find you if you just come right out here to the flight line. You're going to see this nice blue and white aircraft here. What else can you tell me about building this aircraft? How long did it take, et cetera?
This particular airplane I built in about a 9-month time frame. It is all aluminum construction, whereas the original was a wood airplane. Took several thousand hours if I wanted to build a replica. So I built it all out of modern materials. My background's, I'm a mechanical engineer, so I did the structural design and built it in modern techniques.
Well, let me ask you this. You fly this?
Yes, sir.
Okay, there's one seat.
That's correct.
Now, who taught you how to fly it?
I've had my pilot's license since I turned 16 years old, and I'm in my late 40s now. So I've been flying my whole life. It's just another airplane when you get in it.
Gotcha. There's some two big guns on the front. They don't fire, do they?
These do not fire. I actually have a Fokker triplane replica as well, and we do have propane-fired guns on that one. But these are just simply dummy replica guns.
Oh, great. Now, where could they find you on the Internet, and where could they find you here again at Sun & Fun?
Okay, at Sun & Fun, we're on the ramp just immediately east of the main gate in front of the antique and classic barn. And then on the Internet, it would be at www.aerodromeaeroplanes.com. AerodromeAeroplanes.com.
Well, thanks so much for talking to us today. Is there anything else you want to tell us about this aircraft?
Come by and see us. If you got young kids, you're welcome. Put them in there and get your picture taken.
That's it. Take your kids and get a picture. Am I too big to be a kid to get in there?
You can get in there.
Okay, appreciate it. Again, this is Carl Valeri, Sun and Fun Radio.